Well, that was that. Many thanks to dear friend Carlton Huffman for coming and kind of, you know, having a little therapy sesh there. I hope this is a therapy session for you guys, and I think we're going to need a lot of these here as we go. I do want to say a couple thank yous. I want to thank everybody at Civic Media. Amanda's the best producer known to man. Todd the God, who has been wonderful. Without these people doing what they do behind the microphone, none of this would have been possible. We talked to Tammy Baldwin. We've talked to Ahmad Rivera. We've talked to people up and down the ballot, national figures, local figures, and it's all because of the people that make me sound relatively decent. And so it's so many thanks to them, to Civic Media, for allowing this to exist. I also want to say congratulations to Ahmad Rivera, to Jamie Wall, who came on the program. I want to say congratulations to Tammy Baldwin. She is a warrior. And then another congratulations to our dear friend, Senator Chris Alfheim. Holy cow. We talked about, she's going to be having a regular segment here on this show where we talk about what's going on in Madison. So that's going to be super exciting. And I'm thrilled and grateful that she's going to spend some time with us. I also, dear friend, Kristen Lyerly, who ran the campaign of her life. And I am so proud to know who she is. I'm so proud to call her my friend. And I hope she's not done. I really, really hope she's not done. You know, this district is not one that is kind to someone on that side of the aisle. And I hope she gives it another go, because she's one of the good ones. I wanna say something. We kind of talked a little bit about this with Carlton, and this is the second week in a row I have no notes. So this is all, I'm just rolling with it, baby. So often, you know, people will tell you what you can and can't think or believe or anything like that. So, for example, many people have said this to me since the election. People have like called me about it. People have texted and messaged and commented on Facebook. People have said this to my wife. People came out of their way to, you know, someone that my wife hasn't talked to in almost 20 years and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm really disappointed that you're taking this opinion and these beliefs and you're letting it control what you think to others." You know, I think she posted, "If this is what you believe, that's a red line. I don't want to associate with you." And people, "Oh, I'm so disappointed that you would say that." And, you know, here's the thing. We knew who this guy was for 8 years. And I'm proud to be on the right side of history the whole damn time. And we talked about, "Hey, you know what? This guy who was responsible for the Muslim ban, this guy who said Nazis and like Nazis, you know, are fine people." And then in the six times where he had the opportunity to walk it back, he doubled down on it. That guy who stripped rights away from gay people and women at a rate like not seen in 100 years. That guy who was responsible for dangerous rhetoric towards Asian Americans during COVID. That guy who was impeached twice, convicted of dozens of felonies, when he left, stole national secrets. And oh, by the way, before he left, tried to insurrect and do a coup. That guy that we said, you know, anybody but that guy. When he left office, anybody but that guy. Nikki Haley, anyway, whatever. Just not that guy. Because the things that he's going to do, the things that he stood for, the things that he says and does makes life difficult for a lot of people. Just not that guy. And then he said he's running again. And we said, "No, not that guy." Well, then he won the nomination. And so then it got a little bit louder. Not that guy. And now he won the election. And people are a little frustrated. And so, you know, you don't get to tell me what we get to feel. You don't get to tell anybody what they feel because my wife, who is like my North Star, if someone is going to threaten her, make her life more difficult, not only because she's a woman, but because she is a person of color. Look, what you did was in the 8 years where we said, not that guy. And on Tuesday, when you pulled the lever for that guy, you said all of that stuff was something that you could overlook. Well, I can't. And I won't. And so if you can see and look past all of the hatred, all of the bigotry, all of the racism, all of, like, you don't get to tell my wife what to feel. You don't get to tell my brother who is gay. You don't get to take that from him. You don't get to tell women what they can and can't do. You don't get to tell people how they should be feeling when the person who is responsible for this hatred and bigotry and racism is now sitting in the Oval Office because you put him there. You don't get to tell people to get over it and get in line. I hope we are at a point one day in the future where we can sit down and have a reasonable discussion about these policies, because that's what I've done all of my time in politics. I've been that guy to sit down at a table with anybody. I'll do that once more, but I don't want to do that right now because there's way too much at stake and we have to now fight that guy because of you. Guys, don't let people take that from you. Don't let people take that from you. All right? As the vice president says, it is only in the dark where we get to see the stars. We'll see you next week. Freedom, freedom.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.